Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 44 of the Spiritual Combat, Prayer. We have shown that distrustfulness of self, confidence in God, and proper application of the faculties of the soul are the indispensable weapons of conquest in the spiritual combat. Yet a far more important weapon is prayer, since by it are obtained not only the above specified virtues, but everything requisite for our salvation. Prayer is the channel of all divine grace. By it, God is compelled, as it were, to grant us the strength of heaven and destroy by our weak hands the fiercest of our foes. But in order to receive full benefit from prayer, the following method should be observed. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Teacher of Teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Why such a short reading, Father? Well, this paragraph is of vital importance. And if we don't pause over this paragraph, if we kind of rush on to what comes next, we would be doing ourselves a disservice. See how he summarized everything we've done so far over the last 43 chapters. Three weapons. First, distrustfulness of self. Again, that's not that the self is evil. It's not that the self is bad. It's unredeemable. No, this is the self trusting in itself, distrustfulness of my own tendency to rely on my own strength, distrustfulness of the false self, distrustfulness of the self that thinks it can do supernatural, spiritual things without God, distrustfulness of the self that wants to be cut off from everyone else, to be isolated. That's the first weapon. And why is that the first weapon? Why not trust in God, confidence in God first? Because if we start with confidence in God, he says, oh, God will do everything, God will do everything, we'll forget, we'll never arrive at distrustfulness of self. But if we start the other way, if we start with distrust of self, our own strength left to ourselves, then we easily move into trusting in God, confidence in God, in his almighty power, in his goodness, in his desire to help us. Those are the first two weapons. And then the third weapon is the proper application of the faculties of our soul, the proper use of our intellect, our will, our imagination, our emotions, our exterior senses, the proper use of our speech, and even the proper use of our ability to be tempted. He has the whole long section of what to do with temptations, the demonic temptations, and the ways the devil get into our faculties, our powers. And now we come to the fourth weapon, prayer. And he says it's the most important weapon. Why? First of all, it's important because it's the way we can even get distrust of self. If I don't have any distrust of self now, how can I gain it? Pray. If I don't have confidence in God, how do I get it? Pray. Ask for it. What if I don't have much discipline? What if I don't have much control over my faculties? Pray. What if I don't even have much prayer in my life? What do? Pray. Ask. Ask good things of God. Prayer is asking things of God. It's a basic definition. So we obtain the weapons by prayer, by asking for them, but we also obtain everything else we need for our salvation. He says it's the channel of all graces. That is, the channel is the way in which from the source, the water of divine grace flows through the channel of prayer to us. It's our connection to God. And you say, well, Father, I thought the sacraments were the channels of grace. They are. You could say there's two main channels, grace and prayer. But insofar as the sacraments won't help us unless we pray, unless we have faith, the fundamental channel of prayer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.